Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you.
It's time now for our weekly conversation with Joe and Cindy Farini and their My Marriage Matters segment. Thanks for coming back, you two.
Hey, good to be with you. Good morning. Well,
thank you. Good morning.
So it sounds like you went on a very creative date, and I want to decide if Sarah and I should do this.
Well,
maybe not if you're laughing like that.
Well, here's what happened prior to this date. So for months, maybe even years, I keep saying to Joe, would you please turn the TV down? Or, you know, just things were too loud in the house, and I'd be just, oh, please, it's just so loud. He goes, I think you need to have your hearing checked. I go, I think you need to have your hearing checked. So I happened to drive in our community past this hearing center, and I thought, you know, I'm going to go make us an appointment. So I went in and I talked with the technician, and she says, well, who exactly do you think has the hearing problem? And I said, well, we both would say each other does. So we made an appointment. I didn't tell Joe where we were going. I said, we're having a special date day. And just, you know, that day came and I said, just follow me and we will, we'll go to this special date. And Brian, you'll be excited about this because, I didn't know this when I made the appointment, but it was a free screening.
Ooh.
So that was pretty good.
How frugal of you.
So I know. I didn't even know it. And it turned out to be that way. So anyway, so we went in and my hearing was normal, actually.
Nice.
And so, Joe, you want to say what the technician said to you?
Yeah, you know, the test results reveal that I have excellent hearing.
I think, excuse me, wait a minute.
I
let's just say
colors.
Normal. Normal.
Above average hearing.
No, sounds excellent to me, Joe.
We both had normal hearing. So we had normal hearing, and the technician was very gracious to both of us. She showed us our results. And Joe, do you want to say what she said to you after your hearing was just plain old normal?
I don't remember hearing that.
because she said, perhaps there's some selective listening issue here.
Oh,
or something to that effect.
Sounds like a setup, Joe. I think she called in advance and asked her to say that to you.
I better read these notes ahead of time.
Yeah, but you know what, you guys? That's such a difficult thing. I mean, jokingly so, my wife likes to listen to the TV at a whisper volume. And whenever I walk in there, I go, shh, if you're really quiet, we'll hear it. And I like it blaring loud.
Absolutely.
And perhaps that ties to other listening problems we may have.
Well, you know, I think it does in some ways. And actually, when you walk into a room and you feel like you're in a movie theater, it is a little bit loud, you know, for most people. But I think a couple of things that we learned, and actually Joe and I had been learning this about each other, I think, more of recent. And maybe part of it is as we're getting older, but I think some of it really was a listening skill issue. And sometimes we'll be taking a walk, and Kathleen knows this, sometimes the three of us take a walk, and if Joe is in front of me and he starts talking and he's facing forward. We're outside, there's traffic or wind blowing, and he talks to me. I don't know that I can really, or he can't expect that I'm going to hear him properly. So one of the things that we've started doing is making sure that we're not walking away from each other, not like we're mad or anything, but just we're walking away and making an answer or something, but that we stop and we actually look at each other, which is really a very good not only a good listening and speaking skill, but really it's just plain polite too. So that's one thing that we've kind of started doing more intentionally, I guess would be the word. And then just when we're talking to each other, even in the kitchen, the house we're in just for the next 2 weeks, we're soon to move, but the house that we're in right now has a real open concept. So the kitchen and the living room are all together. And so if we're talking to each other and Joe is sitting on the couch facing the TV, I'm in the kitchen behind him with the maybe the stove is on, it does make a noise, the refrigerator's running, if it's running it makes a noise. Sometimes I can't hear him. So we have, you know, made this kind of a pact where he says, you know, I'm just going to mute the TV so that we can actually hear each other. So that's really helpful. And then I just think too that you know, it's just that whole idea, I kind of said this already, but just looking at each other when you're talking so that there's an intentional part of your conversation. So those are just sort of three practical things. And I think even though we did have normal hearing, and we were glad to hear that we didn't need any like hearing aids or any kind of assistance, which I think if you need it, then you go do it because it's helpful. I think what's important too is that we've learned some of these skills that will help us to, you know, listen to each other better, hear each other better, and I think just, you know, sort of better communicate. Joe, how about you? You have some things to share?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like we're a part three of listening today on your radio show. I mean, when you break down communications down to its most basic essentials, there's really only two parts to effective communication, and one is learning to express ourselves in order to be understood, and then learning to listen in order to understand. And our focus on this segment of Marriage Matters is listening well. Now, we need to understand that the goal of communication is not to agree with each other. You may find that surprising, but rather the goal of communication is just to understand each other. And so we're talking about listening to the point where you begin to see things the way your spouse sees them, the way that they feel about it. And at that point, they really begin to say, hey, you really are tracking with me. You're understanding what I'm trying to say here. And again, it doesn't mean that you have to agree with everything that they're saying, but at least you have to get to the point of understanding their position. And I can guarantee you it's going to take a lot of time. It's going to take a lot of energy to listen at that level. But know that at the heart of understanding that lies the amount of effort that you're willing to really put forth into understanding what the other person is thinking and how they're feeling. Let me give you an example of that. One time I was in a business meeting with a business guy who, within 20 minutes of our conversation, he looked at his watch 7 times. And then he made a statement that was so off the wall, inconsistent with what I was trying to say, that it was clear that he was not going to take the time to honor what I was trying to say. And for all intents and purposes, that conversation was pretty much over with. But it was clear that this person was not listening to me with the intent to really to understand, but they were listening with the intent to reply. And he was either speaking or preparing to speak. There was no listening with the intent to understand. And in marriage, I think we cannot afford to let that happen. And the way we do that is we need to love and we need to honor each other to the point that we will take the time to listen with the intent of trying to understand what's being said. And really what I've learned over the years is that our integrity is measured by the amount of effort that we put forth into understanding what others think and what they feel and what they say. So we need to take the time to focus on what's being said, not the way it was said, but what was said. And listening at that level really takes time and takes a lot of discipline. And unfortunately, many of us have developed these poor habits when it comes to listening to each other. You know what they say, you know, poor listening skills are like bad habits. And a good illustration of bad habit is that a bad habit is like a soft bed. It's easy to get into, but hard to get out of. And so we need to start working really hard at this skill. And that's really what it is. It's a skill of listening, of learning to listen well to each other. That's a discipline I think we all need to be better at.
And I really appreciate that you brought up those environmental factors where you're just making sure you're in good conditions to listen, because I don't know how many times Sarah has said to me, Brian, I asked you to do such and such, and you didn't do it. I go, no, you didn't. You didn't ask me that.
Right.
Because we were in certain circumstances where I just didn't hear it. I can't explain it, but maybe I was looking at the TV or I was doing something. I didn't hear it.
I'm listening, brother.
So this has happened to you, Joe. I'm not alone, man. And so to kind of help people, can you give us a little bit more detail about what are those environmental factors that enable you two to communicate well?
Like, did you want me to repeat what I said? Or
what?
I want to make sure I understand what you're saying.
I'm trying to help men out there who are like, yeah, that's happened to me too. So it's like, mute the TV, you said. I heard that one, yeah, so I was listening.
Well, a couple of things. First, talk to each other, not at each other. So when you're speaking, speak as you look at each other, not from the other room or worse yet, you know, not even if you're in the same room, but worse yet, if you're in the other room and the door's half closed, you know, we can't really expect to hear from each other. And then if you're walking away from each other and the person in front is talking, they're probably really not thinking about the fact that the person behind them can't hear them. And then, you know, mute the TV, like you just said, mute the TV, turn the music down, you know, whatever will help to assist. One of the things I like that Joe said was listening at that level. And I think the things that I said really just show that you're honoring a person to listen at whatever level, you know, you're trying to communicate. So it takes time. And, you know, we've been married, almost 37 years. And so we're still learning. And that's the key. You know, we're still learning. And things are always changing. We always say we're not married to the person. We're not married to the person we married at first. We're ever changing. Things are much different than when we first got married. And that's just part of what marriage is. So go with the flow and learn from each other, grow with each other. And I think it'll be a fun journey for all those listening.
I think one important final point to make before we say goodbye, Cindy, is that Joe's right about TV volume. It really should be louder. It's much more fun that way.
I would agree.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
All you had to do was feed him those words. You're right.
Thank you.
That's all you had to do. Thank you, Brian.
Yeah. And once again, the voices of Joe and Cindy Farini. Anytime, brother. And it's their My Marriage Matters segment. You can just search for My Marriage Matters on Facebook and find them right there and connect to them. Otherwise, joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com. Thanks again, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Take care.